Yeah, I've seen those as well. I even had one in my parents' house when I first got into CB back in the early to mid-70s. My parents weren't going to let me drill a hole through the window frame or anything like that, so I used that ribbon cable. But, yeah, they are available. You can get just about any kind of connector you want on them. So that might be the route I have to go. Whether I want it in the joint or somewhere between the two door walls as they slide, and how much length I have. Because my radio sits like 2 feet from the edge of the window frame, and then, of course, what, 2.5, 3 feet to the center post. But it's a full, whatever the size of a full door wall is, to the other side it opens. It's actually on the opposite side of where my radio gear sits. So it has to go that length, 5 feet out to the edge of the balcony, and then maybe 4 or 5 feet up in the air to the mounting of the post. So maybe about 15 feet of cable, 15, 18 feet of cable is what I would need to make it work. And with that gap thing there to cover that, I should be good. And to hide it, you really can't see much from the street level below. And I could tuck a Yagi or something, even a... I'm looking at a mobile mount on a ground plane, which we use in racing. Yeah, there I go with another racing reference. But that's what they use in racing is they don't put up some big 4-foot poles. Some teams do, but just a small mobile antenna with a dB gain on it, or a beam with a nice dB gain, because I can see downtown Detroit plain as day of where I'm at right now. It's all lit up like a Christmas tree, of course. But point a beam right down Detroit's throat, and I can hit all the repeaters down there. And, of course, with the linking, I should have no problem getting out.